from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I am Paige Nichols, and this is
Bad Information.
Love letter to the country that drives us mad.
Loco. Fernacito.
You're Fernacito. Your name, your last name is a mystery to me, so you're just going to be like Cher.
Yeah.
Marcos.
No, I'm okay with Nievi. Like, that's my internet persona. Like, I'm Nievi.
That's your drag
that's
persona.
My drag name.
Oh, my God.
Nievi from the blog.
Are you a comedy queen? Because you definitely aren't a look queen.
Clearly, you can see I'm a look queen. I'm a mate queen.
You are a mate. You're not a tech queen either.
I am.
Hold on, I have a call coming through. Hold on, let me just, hi. Yeah, no, I can't work like this.
My Motorola V3.
I mean, it's chic. And if by chic, I mean you look like you are 7 years
baby.
Old. I mean, your skin is baby. You're
it
glowing.
Is. Thank you, Estética El Maestro. I love that it's like El Maestro. It's not Maestro. It's El Maestro.
El Maestro, okay.
El Maestro, okay. El Maestro, guión bajo, okay.
Piel Perfecto, okay. Hashtag Spawn. I wish this were Spawn. Oh, by the way, I'm open to Spawn. So please do not be shy. Fill my DMs. I'm looking for Botox, IPL, clothing? What else do I look for? Food?
BBL?
Wine? No, not a BBL.
Why not?
I mean, in this economy,
yeah.
I can't be like prostrate for 6 weeks or however. I mean, I sleep, I couldn't do that. But anything else, estoy abierta. So inbox.
In the comments below. Now you have YouTube, so you can do like this.
Look, here. It's just like, anyway, what are we doing here? Hi.
Hi.
I thought we'd kick off like this rebirth, this transformation, this season premiere, but like on a deep cellular level by doing what I do best, which is complain. We're back in the saddle. And I kind of feel like there's so much that's happened. We've accumulated so much misery and frustration over the past however many years. And like, rather than drill down to something that's like actually interesting, I just kind of wanted to have like an open season of like bitching and moaning. Cause again, that's like what I do best. It's my safe space. It makes me feel good. I think it's cathartic. I think it brings us closer together as a community. It makes people mad when they don't agree with what I complain about, which I think is hilarious. Like, I wish the bubble hadn't been shut down, because I would have kept all those comments that I had from people being like, she says she likes media luna on a servilleta and not on a plato, and she should go to hell. So just like before we really like roll up our sleeves and like mainline misanthropy, how are you? Like, what's up?
I already rolled up my sleeves because look at this arm.
My God, she works out.
Come on.
Okay. Watch out.
Watch out, girls.
Is he single?
No.
No, he's not.
Hola, Mati. What are we doing here? Thank you for inviting me. I was like, you're invited to like Libro de Quejas. And I was like, I'll take that as a compliment.
I was like, you're my most miserable friend. Like, who's going to be the most unpleasant?
Who hates absolutely everything? I was like, hi.
It's me. Hi, I'm the quejoso. It's me.
I'm the problem. It's me. Yes. So I was like, why was I not invited to the queer episode? And then I realized you are already complaining. So this episode is perfect for
you. It's queer planning.
Queer planning. So thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we're gay, remember?
Yeah, I'm gay. Hetero. Do you like that TikTok that says like hetero, serving, straight? And I do it every time. I'm like, are you gay? I'm like, no, I'm hetero.
My new thing is going up to straight couples and asking them which one is the girl.
I really like doing this when I see like a straight couple kissing. I say like, love is love. Love
is love. I support you. You know,
I support you.
You're so brave.
For like being in the 141.
You're brave for having your tongue out in a shared airspace covered in people coughing. And like, so yes, actually you are brave.
There we go. First complaint. Thank you for inviting me to my own house. To the place where I spend like 95% of my time.
I'm more like 99% of your time.
It wasn't an inconvenience coming here because I was already here.
Oh my God. It honestly just worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Thank you for the minimum effort.
Thank you for having the world's tiniest mate.
This is my theory.
Are you fat phobic? Because that mate has an eating disorder.
I hate, first complaint, I hate wood mates because I feel like I'm drinking fungus. Mm. hate it.
It gets very mildewy. I was gonna, in this economy / humidity level, we live in the jungle. That wood never dries.
Never.
And it's not like with wine. I'm going to pretend that I know about wine right now with the botrytis and like the fungus on the leaf. Like there's a thing and you can kind of like work with it and like make her work for you.
Sure.
But like, no.
Not in a wood mate. I hate wood mate.
Also like the smell of like a sponge and like, or like the smell of like a trapo amarillo de cocina plus a wood mate. Do you find that mate makes you not hungry?
No, not at all.
That's the narrative that I was sold.
Who said that? That's
and I a was lie. Well, I was like, oh, maybe I'll just coast by and some mate. And then it just made me really kind of tweaky. But I like respect, you know, actually this year I will have my quinceañera of being in Argentina this year, which I think is notable. Yeah. So also again, accepting canje or cotillon.
Are you gonna wear like a fugly dress?
Duh. I'm gonna have like Colibri Denny, remember my sexy chambelan?
And then like a party with some like who's gonna go to your quinceañera? Like Imitador de Sandler or something?
Oh, I definitely need a good cameo of someone. Maybe like I would really love Adriana Aguirre.
Yeah, me too.
She follows us on Instagram. Love you, Adri.
Not me. Why?
No, because you're not cool. No. But I never really got in the mate train. I do like the taste. I'm into it. It's fine. It's just like it's like a whole thing.
This is what I always say. It is an acquired taste, like me.
Oh my God, you had that ready. You were like locked and loaded. Yeah. No, I love the taste. Like I will drink mate all effing day long. Like love it for you, love it for me in theory. But then just like the whole thing, it's just like, and then it's like you get in trouble if you like do it wrong. And then it's like the palos and the polvo and you have to like angle the thing. It's like, I literally just, I'm trying to have a beverage.
I love how you said like, I love it for you. So what are we complaining about today?
Well, I mean, I have a whole laundry list. First of all, let me get my glasses out. A new development. Not only do I realize that I'm gay.
So smart.
I realize that my eyesight is going. So these are not a prop. I think they're kind of chic. They work for me.
Sure. That looks good for you.
Okay, love that for you. Gets love that real for rich you. Coming from you. I can't think of the character, Harry Potter or whatever, whoever wore like wire rim glasses.
Not Harry Potter.
I have a whole. In this house. I have, really? You're not a Harry Potter fan? We hate J.K. Rowling. Okay, I missed your whole content. We hate J.K. Rowling. Duh.
By the way, the
fracking.
Yeah.
But like the concept of like Harry himself, you don't like him?
I watched like half a movie and I was like, this is boring. This is Lord of the Rings for kids.
Bye. Lord of the Rings is, I never, okay, confession, have never read or seen a Lord of the Ring. Yeah, I'm not really, like, I'm very neutral on like, again, J.K. aside.
Oh.
I'm very neutral on the Harry Potter franchise. I feel like I was like, I didn't read the books. Kind of missed that boat. But like, love it for them, of course. I think.
I love that for you.
I mean, I think they're like, I do love the owls. There's like some fun, cute parts. But anyway.
I just hate, I find it like so weird. It's like Disney adults. Like, why are you over 30 and a Harry Potter fan? I think that's a little bit insane.
Para.
Creepy.
One thing is to be an adult who, among other things, enjoys Harry Potter or has liked Harry Potter. Another is to be like a Harry Potter adult. Disney adults are weird. I'm sorry. I know that we're supposed to like accept people for who they are.
No.
Nope. I draw a line there. I think it's weird. It's inappropriate.
Yep.
And also, it's just like, what? Like, so, I mean, whatever. Velo en terapia. And I mean, and I wish you the best.
I love it when they're like in Tinder profiles. They're like, and I'm a Slytherin. I'm like, and I'm blocking you. I'm reporting this account.
Literally reporting it like in inviting self-harm. I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's too much. No, that's the thing. You cannot lead with, I mean, like, okay. I might be like, I'm a Libra, Gemini, which I am and proud of. But
good for you.
Right, but like it's not on my profiles. Spoken like a true Hufflepuff. That's what a Harry Potter fan would say.
What's the other word? Like Mogul. La pastilla mogul.
I would love, by the way. I would love a mogul right now.
Yeah, me too.
I would love a patito de selva. Or, you know, I would love a flint puff.
What's your favorite Argentinian candy?
Butter toffee.
They are wrong answers.
Maroc.
Yes.
Maroc, number one. Like, number one. Like, if you want to make your way to my heart, you get me a truck full of Maroc. Oh, my God. I also have, like, a very sweet memory associated with that. One of my best friends, Katie, who I grew up with, was living here as well, and she was about to leave Argentina. And I remember I just wanted to like get her some little treats, like And I went to the kiosco, of course, and I got her as many marroks as I could with the change, with the coins, the literal coins, because those, we had them back then, in my bag. And I got her like 20 marrok, and they were like un peso. They were like un peso cada uno.
Yeah.
And now they're like, how much is a marrok? Like 100 pesos?
Yeah. I bought like one flim puff, you know, like one candy. Like
a singular
like
flim.
A singular flim. It was like 30 pesos.
That's ridiculous. No, I've gotten on a butter toffee kick, but I am a marrok fan. It's kind of just like my safe space. But I have been known to go to the grocery store and buy a bag of the butter toffees and just eat the whole thing.
I like, number one, chapas.
Ah, okay.
Love chapas.
Very on brand for you.
And then like Kinder, la barra Kinder, what's the name of that?
Yeah, we like weren't allowed to have those in my country because they had like milk in them. So like that was a forbidden fruit. Like literally, you know.
But that's not
Argentina. Land of the free, home of the non-Kinder. Yeah, that's like very, that's just like very generic.
So it's like chapa and some alfajor, like a cachafas or habana.
So I'm a cachafas girl as well.
Yeah, same.
There's this new, okay, it's not new to me, brand. It starts with a G, like Guiolis.
Ah, yeah, from Mar del Plata.
Yeah, they're apparently really great. I went by the store the other day and they didn't have any to sell. I was like, I literally went to the store and I was like, hello, I would like to buy an alfajor. And they were like, no tenemos. And I was like, you literally are an alfajor store. Like, I was just like, ¿qué? And she was like, no, we do not have those. And I was like, okay, like I'll guess. I was like, do you know when you're going to have them? And she was like, tal vez mañana. And I was like, I'm not like coming back on a tal vez. So like, I guess I'll never see you again.
I hate that. And that's one of my topics for today. It's like going somewhere that are known for like, I'm going to name names. Fucking Flama. Okay. I'm talking to you.
Oh my. We have a bone to pick
with fucking Flama. If you're known for this particular thing, why don't you have it in stock? Why?
Like if people insane. Literally go to your store
yeah.
for that product or yeah. that dish or that thing.
Why?
Why? The people want to know. And I understand. They're going to come back and say, es lo que pasa con la cadena de supply, no sé qué.
Sure.
No, el proveedor, blah, blah. I get it. Like I'm not, clearly I'm not a restaurant owner. I'm a house painter. Okay. I'm just a humble house painter. But like, it's just not, I feel like it can't be that hard.
And also, like, if I'm asking you when are you going to have palmeritas again, don't say maybe tomorrow. Like, what's like tell me when like, do I have to come to your establishment like I have, to get this particular thing?
It's literally like Pretty Woman, which is like not even one of my favorite movies, but I just like, when this happens to me here, I'm like, I got money to spend in here. Yeah. Like, I have money that I clearly...
Why is it so difficult for me to, like, give you my
like,
money?
I want to support the economy. I yeah. want to put money in your pocket. I want to pay this miserable little barista who has had a mullet since birth. And, like...
Well, it is Villa Crespo, maybe. Yes,
probably.
That's correct, yeah.
And, like, you know, like, maybe, like, a little septum period. I mean, God forbid. And, like, definitely... Excuse me, that beer is really just making her presence known. But it's, like... Even worse, I'm going to say, not even just like if you have a superstar product and it's like La Palmerita, I'm going to a cafe and yeah. I would like a cold brew, which is probably the easiest of beverages to make. You know why? Because you can make it in a batch and leave it in the fridge.
Yep.
And you go and they're like, no, cold brew no tenemos. No, no tenemos. And I'm like, really? Like, it's literally, you just like put it in a bottle.
And the other thing is like, sell me something else. I'm already here. I have money to spend.
Yeah, don't clearly. Be like, don't just look at me like bing, like you're blinking. Like literally say, no tenemos, pero te puedo ofrecer un...
Right,
and then it's
something.
Like, at least like, because then I just sit there, I'm like, I hate you and I resent this situation. I'm going to spend what, like, I mean, it's May 2023. A coffee is like 700 pesos.
Yeah.
Like un flat, un mashik. Do you drink a mashik? Mashik. It's, it has like more coffee... It has like more coffee in it or something. It's like kind of like a flat white.
Okay.
It's, I mean, whatever. It's like Australian, just like the flat white.
But love that for you.
You just go like, tres mashik? So like sell me that, upsell me. Like, and I also get really pissed that they have the cold brew that costs like $1 million. And it's literally just like old bean water that's like been in someone's fridge that probably is in a bottle they haven't cleaned properly.
I hate that if I go and you have, first of all, like, look at me. That's the first thing that I wanted to complain about. It's like, can you acknowledge my presence?
Oh yeah, like at least be like, hi.
Hi, I'll be with you in 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever.
2 weeks.
Sure, the, give me some time.
Acknowledge yeah. me. Not so much like in the US that they were like, hey, my name is Lisa. I'm a Scorpio Slytherin rising. Like that's a little too much, but like no, at but least like, be a human
dame
being.
Cinco minutos, ya estoy con vos. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like listo.
No, I'll be waiting there like Casper the fucking ghost with no coffee. And they will not pay attention to you at all.
And it's like, and I'm like, am I too, have I aged out? Like,
and then
I
you have to be like out? That person that says like, hi.
Hola.
Hola.
And then you're just like already del orto. I'm already kind of like this transaction is going to go horribly.
And they're like, hey.
Hey, what's up? I'm like, and again, I want to be very clear. I do not own a restaurant. I've not worked in the restaurant industry, but I have many friends who do and have, and like, I'm full respect. It's hard work being in like, you know, in service in any way. And I do pride myself, I think, on being like a good customer. Like I'm respectful. Okay, here we go. Here's like an offshoot. I have my whole list of complaints. We're not even gonna get to them today because now I'm just thinking of new things. When you have to wait in line, like let's say you get to a place and you have to order in the caja and you have all of that wait time to decide your order. And so you're like ready. You're like, I'm gonna get this. The person ahead of you gets to the front and is like, oh, I'm in a cafe. I have to. Oh, wait, that's the menu. That's the thing that's been pasted on the wall ever since I walked in. And then they're like, what? And then they go, ¿y esto qué es? ¿Y esto qué tiene?
What's black coffee? What does the black coffee have?
Or like this pastry, ¿y esto qué tiene? And it's like, you had 20 minutes to like do this homework.
Yeah.
And like, I'm ready. And like, I have money in my hand, like literally. I'm like ready
and
to go.
And it's also not like they have like this list of weird, you know, things. It's like black coffee.
It's latte. Literally.
It's not like... splats and sounds and
yeah,
it's not something that you have to Google what it is. Coffee.
It's literally
it is a cinnamon roll.
Also, like even if you don't know what it is, like use your phone because everyone has their phone. It's like and you could Google it. And I just feel like that is unfair and that is disrespectful because then you have the person behind the register taking their time, seeing that there's like other people waiting, and they're just like, bueno, and they like chat. Like today, I went to drop off my vacuum cleaner, the little manguera, like se salió, no sé qué, blah. I'm a domestic queen, and I went and like it was a very small little shop, so I was waiting outside because there was a very big man in there. It was a very tiny space, like talking to the person at like behind the counter, and like the guy behind the counter saw me, and like they didn't seem like they were like solving a problem. They were just like shooting the shit.
Yeah,
and like love that for them, like. Male friendship, God forbid, they like actually share their emotions like for more than 25 seconds. Like maybe they're bearing their souls. Probably not. I mean, they're talking about the super classical. And like, I just like, I'm here. I have my dog. I have my manguera. Like, there she goes. Let me get in and out. Like, yeah. I need
this.
And like, I'm not going home because
this
I'm
is my money.
Yeah. Like, it's like, and he was looking at me kind of like, and I was like, what do you think I'm doing out here?
Yeah.
Like, this is a business. So again, I'm a good customer. I'm respectful. I'm kind. I'm efficient. I will save you time. I will not make your job any harder than it probably already is. But also, like, get off the fucking cross because we need the wood. Like, I do not need a martyr on the flat white.
And also, I'm trying to give you money. If you don't want money, just close the thing already.
Or just, like, I don't know. Like, life is hard for everyone. Where I'm struggling that I have to pay almost 1,000 pesos for a cup of coffee.
I hate when I go to a coffee place and they're like ignoring me. Do you have palmeritas? And they're like, no.
Yeah. They relish that moment because they know that your like little eye starts to twitch.
Yeah. And we're like, sell me something else.
Something.
Come on, Mary. Give me like cinnamon roll. Something.
I would love a good. I mean, there is one good cinnamon roll place here.
Okay. What else do you have? And they're like, we have some vegan cookies.
We have like a pan de queso.
We have some pan. Hate pan de queso.
And it's like it's like eating a mouthful of sand, and you're like, this is not good. I mean, I get that. Like again, like they probably are super over it. Their boss probably sucks. They're probably like super explotados. Like I'm full solidarity with people who are like overworked, underpaid. We know the industry is like super gnarly. So like I'm get it. But also like, if anything, I'd be like, I don't have that. My boss is a fucking asshole. How about I just like give you the cinnamon roll for free?
What's your line every time like you go somewhere? I'm like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And when they're like, todo bien. So I started with like hola, how are you? Sí, now I'm like asking that. You something so we can interact.
I'm engaging you.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you're an empath.
Call to action.
You're a call to action. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Comment below.
Comment below. And we're like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And they're like, sí, bien.
Oh my God. No, I don't even, okay, this should just be a cafe complaint, which I will not be doing, but wait, I was going to, now I'm like, my heart rate is like going up and like my blood pressure is through the roof. I should not be drinking the mate that I'm not drinking. Don't tell your doctor. But like, also when, I get that like everything is muy artesanal, like producción limitada. Like that's
is
great.
Is it though?
Well, for some places, maybe it is. But again, to speak to your point before, if you run out of something, be like, we're done for the day, but like come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll have more. Like you just have to like, you have to like help me help you. Yeah. I want to make this my regular moment, but like there's a cafe.
Say their names. Say their names.
Oh my God.
We're fucking
polemico. No, the cafe is called Perro. And I live in the Recolet. I live in Recoleta. I have moved from Retiro. I've crossed 9 de Julio. Although technically I'm still on like the actual border between Retiro and Recoleta, but I am a Recolet resident and I am very happy there because my soul is that of an 85-year-old woman. Not so much politically, of course, but just sort of maybe in like the approach to life and like whatever. But while we have tons of great Bar de Viejes, which I mean, La Rambla, big ups, like literally like best place on the planet. I will be buried there, like underneath the floorboards or something. We do lack some good specialty coffee. Cause if you go to Retiro, you've got Shelter, you've got Pisaten, like you've got Legado, like we have some options, but Recoleta is kind of this like desert. Like it's a lot of Opus Dei. It's like a lot of babies in strollers and it's like a lot of fiambrerias, but it's like not a lot of good cafes.
Love a good fiambreria.
Love it. No, there's the pate from El Nene. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Also, they like smoke inside though. That's kind of weird. But so there's Perro, which is like facing almost a cemetery. It's like next to La Biela.
All right. Yeah,
And it's like the little cafe window inside like the Club de Birra or something random. Whatever. Right. But it's like kind of fine because it's like you walk the dog in the morning, you go to the park and the cafe is there. What happens? ¿Qué pasa? What happened? On Monday and Tuesday mornings, you could argue the most important days of the week to start with a cafecito.
Yes, yes. You need that fucking cafecito.
Guess what time they open?
Never.
12,
Mondays?
12:30?
Like Flama and on some other coffee places here, they do not open.
First of all, that should
Mondays.
Be illegal. That
it is a Monday.
It is literally a Monday. Like the people or like a bakery. Yeah, you be open on Monday. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like find a way to make it work. I don't feel sorry for you. But like worse is that you're open, but you open at like noon and it's like, what the hell?
I'm already dead.
Yeah, like I've moved on. And I pulse
I'm across the street at Cementerio Recoleta, dead.
I'm literally, I would love to be buried there. I was a little bobedas. They're so chic. I
wonder about smelling bad.
Yeah, well, but some of them are very well maintained.
Oh.
I go there quite often. You'd be surprised. And there's some action happening there.
Good for them.
Ante derechos todos. Maybe. We don't know. But yeah, so they don't open until like noon. And so then you go there. And then or when you do get there, and again, another corollary, they open at 9, you get there at 9 and like, they're not ready for you.
Yeah.
Like if you open at 9, you need to be ready to make a coffee at 9. Like it's not like, oh, we're like making it and they'll be ready at 9:20. Cause like I have places to go.
Yeah.
I have houses to paint. It might not look like it, but like I have a job and I can't just like fiddle around.
I hate to bring it back to Las Palmeritas.
Oh my God.
But yes, never. But I went super early, like 9:30, and they were like, yes, we're out of Palmeritas. And I'm like, when are you going to make again? And they're like, we don't know. That's the first thing that we're out of. Like that's
make
the first thing
more.
That, yeah, like make more.
Like buy more flour.
And they were
like whatever
you have to come earlier. And I was like, it's 9:30.
Like it's literally 9:30 and you open at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
When do they open?
9:30, whatever. It's like, what? come earlier, like when? 7 a.m.?
Like, do you want me to make the palmerita?
Yeah, I can make the palmerita for you and buy it from you. But give me some fucking...
It's called a work travel experience.
Yeah, but to your point, that's the other thing I want to complain about. It's not a complaint, but there's a difference between like Café Viejes and Café Especialidad, which I love Café Especialidad, but I hate the experience there.
Yeah, it's usually deeply unpleasant.
Yeah.
But it's either also, neutral or just like unpleasant.
But also like Café Viejes, they have like the worst coffee ever.
Yeah, but like I don't care.
But they, maybe they're not, they treat you poorly, but at least they acknowledge your existence. They, maybe they don't even, they don't look at you. They're super fast.
They're super like, quick.
Un cortadito con un tostado de queso y tomate.
Listo.
Done. I remember one time I asked for a menu and the guy was like.
He was like, you're new here, aren't you?
Yeah. There's something special about it.
The only men in the world that I trust are the waiters at Café Tabac and La Rambla. Because I don't, like, first of all, they actually do pay attention to you and they know who you are. But like you said, it's, they're quick. They're not here to like pussyfoot around, but they will know about your life and they will chat with you when they aren't like hora pico moment. And they will remember your order. They'll bring you the diario if you need the diario. Sure, the coffee kind of sucks, but like honestly, who cares?
But
who
again, cares? They will treat you poorly, but they will get shit done.
I think that they're like, I don't know if I'd say they'll treat you poorly. They're not going to like hold your hand and like tell you that they're proud of you. Yeah, but they're like,
here you go, or something. They will throw things at your table, but that's fine.
Well, because they are hustling. It's more like, debajo el café y sigo. They're not just like on Tinder in the back.
But again, am I romanticizing that experience? Yes. Do I have daddy issues?
Yes.
Is Buenos Aires a city with daddy issues? Probably.
I mean, I think it's like this epicenter of like, why do you think I literally am obsessed with Roger from Tabac and like will cry like if he like when I walk by and he remembers me with Pocho, I'm like, like fully. But also, I'd rather that than like have some 20-year-old who's like never, I don't know, who just like never had to like struggle.
Yeah, like
for
most
anything.
Of the Café Viejos are the father figure, and I've never had.
So I mean, that's what I call a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
They have shitty coffee, but they will get shit done.
But the best hotel, and again, like
you want to know what's like the worst coffee ever, ever, ever? We went to London City.
Ay, la city.
London City was burning.
Oh, see.
It was scalding hot. We had to wait for like 20 minutes until we were able to like drink, to hold the cup, to drink the coffee, and it was awful.
I mean, okay, like that kind of sucks. I feel like when I go to those spots, I get like a cafe con leche, I put a sugar in it.
Yeah.
I'm there for the experience, I'm there for the moment. Like, I started drinking coffee. It's like a coffee podcast now. I started drinking coffee when I was older, so like I don't need it in the morning. I like the ritual. And like I can appreciate like a good cup of coffee, like love that for me.
Yeah.
But that's why I just go to Shelter and I buy it at home and I have my little cute Bodum.
Presa Francesa.
Prensa Francesa. And then I use the grinds, put them on my plants. And like, I'm like, oh, she's an eco warrior. So like, I don't know. I think that I'm over very much the, now it seems kind of universal, like specialty coffee experiencia where it's like uncomfortable chairs. Everyone's very blasé. I'm supposed to like feel guilty about complaining about it when like, I'm sorry. No, this is a service. I'm paying for it. Like, let's not normalize.
But
like,
also like,
weird.
If it is a specialty coffee place, like why is it the only thing you have to eat is like cookies?
Yeah.
If I have like the most special coffee ever, why are you offering me like a toddy, galletita toddy,
oh my God,
girl?
Remember those though?
I do remember those.
They're so good. They don't make them anymore. I checked on Mercado
Libre. But like, give me like cake. Give me something like, why cookies? They only have cookies or boudin.
Oh, I
and
hate
that's it.
The boudin is like dry AF. No, my problem now is there's a cafe that used to have this amazing rainbow cake. Not to make it gay, but
not what's that place? That gay place?
No, not that place. Another place. They like, it's like a ceramic store. I don't know, but they have good.
Of course it is.
They have this beautiful rainbow cake with like good cream cheese frosting, like so good. Like, and the cake is delicious. It tastes like home. Because I will say, complaint that I didn't have on my list. Argentina, like, no, they can do a good pastry, fine. But like when it comes to like cake, it's a bit of a struggle. When I think of like birthday cake, you know, like good like bizcochuelo and like good icing, like it's a bit of a problem. So this place had this amazing thing and it would, cada tanto, it would be like a little premio, like let's go and get a piece of cake. I'm going to be bad because I have eating issues. And no, JK, but actually probably not. So, but we're like going to go and we're going to get this cake. And like, you know, you go a few times, they don't have it. And you're like, bueno.
This is literally exactly what happened yesterday. And I wanted to make it clear that I wasn't being rude to the person.
Debatable.
To the waitress, actually. But I went one time to
server,
this place.
Server.
I went one time and they had like this mocha cake or something and it was so good. And I told my señora, Matias, hi, Matias.
Love you.
We have to like tomar la leche to this place.
I cannot with that. That's put a pin in that for another
day.
I love
tomar la leche. And we went and they didn't have that cake. And then I got so upset about it. And Matias was like, you're being rude. I'm like, I'm not being rude.
Maybe?
I just want that fucking cake.
But maybe you need to hashtag soltar un poco.
No, that's no. not going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I think it's unfair if it's a place that is like you said, if it becomes popular and then suddenly they just like take it off because this cafe just stopped making the cake. And I actually went in one day and I was like, when are you going to have the rainbow cake? And they're like, no, no sabemos. And I was like, but
fuck you.
And I was, okay. This, I think that someone's calling the, they're doing a wellness check. Someone's like,
you know what? Because
I'm
going to
call
the
police.
I went and they didn't have that cake. They had like three other cakes, which is fine, but they had like the worst cakes. They had like torta de cítricos, which wasn't even, yeah. which is like celiac cake. They didn't have like harina something.
It was like almond flour.
Almond flour, which you know it's going to be a brick.
Okay, well, you know, justice for the celiacs.
And they had like vegan cake, which you know it's gonna be awful. And they had like,
you're making enemies literally left and right.
Sorry, they had like torta.
I don't know him, guys. I don't know him.
Like, come on, you had like the shitty cakes. What about the good one?
Well, they sold out. I do. I just think that that is very much a first world problem in what we're calling developing
world.
It is. And we know that our lives are like, luckily that we are, all we're complaining about is this for like an hour. But
that's the other thing I want to talk to you about.
Oh,
it is my show now, maybe. But I went to this birthday like last week.
Oh, here we go.
And the only thing they were talking about was like how impossible it is to get a reservation at, can we say Anchoita?
Yeah, Anchoita.
Fuck Anchoita, yes.
No, all right. We like, but it's fine. But yeah, a very popular restaurant that like everyone is like drooling to get a table
yeah.
at.
Yeah, but why? My question is why? And I think that now, this is just my theory. You tell me if I'm wrong, because you've been here for like, what, 50 years?
50
years. Yes. You don't look a day older, 49.
Yeah.
I think that going out to have dinner, it is now like a social obligation. For you, it's not about enjoying the food anymore. It is like you have to go there, you have to show it on Instagram. It's like you're collecting bills from the popular places just because.
Well, it's very much, it's definitely, it has certainly become, because it's something that we're used to in the States, ponele, that now like, you know, these trends or these changes, customs, whatever, come a little bit with a little bit of delay. And so it's been building. But yeah, there are a lot of people who very much see like, oh, I vi tu on Instagram, I gaid, just to like say they were there.
Yeah.
It's about like belonging in a way of feeling like they can keep up. But yeah, so there is this sort of like, that's why you have so many restaurants that maybe own, or cafes or bars that, maybe not so many, but sure, that like are more preoccupied with looking good in a photo than having like good service, good food. And like, that's terrible because... But that's why, I guess, I think why Anchoita became so popular, because it's like you have this incredible food, you do have great service, precio calidad truly could not be beat. And so it's like, wow, it's like, it's cool, it's good, everyone's nice there, the food's amazing, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that's why it just became this like insane like feeding frenzy of like on Maitre or whatever to like try to get a table.
But are you like, I think that people are going insane for those places just because they can show it on Instagram and not because of the food.
I think some people, being a foodie in rehab, in rehabilitación, no, but I mean like having been very much involved in that like world in terms of writing and events and all blah, 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 and like loving to go out to eat.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? But at the end of the day, I think that people are like treating that experience of like a Pokemon thing. You gotta catch them all. You have to go like Tintoria Shafuso. You have to go to like this.
But
place,
you do. Shafuso is really good. I would never be like someone, you have to go and oh my god, if you haven't been, like something's wrong with you. Like
that,
oh my god.
But that's what people say.
I think that there are a lot. I think that there is this like, it's, you know, you, it's like there's tears or there's like burbujitas, and so maybe for certain people who up until now maybe have never really worried, cared about food or going out to eat or like trying new things, their puerta de entrada is like the experience, is the belonging. And like, you could say, is that valid? Is it not valid? You could debate that. Like, I mean, I do think that it becomes problematic when it's like, you can't get a table anywhere because people are just going just to go. Or
and
like,
there's like a black market for reservations. Yes. That's stupid.
That's so stupid. That's so ridiculous. I kind of, I hope that it's like kind of died down a bit. I feel like there was like a like a peak moment of that was like, what the hell is happening?
I heard like Anchoita was like 3,000 pesos.
Like, Kim, there's people that are dying. Yeah. But like, but on the other hand, truly, bro, I can always argue both sides. It's just like, I think it's cool that people are becoming more interested in different kinds of food and trying to explore going out. I do think that there's just like, you have to be very careful of, if you are a person who doesn't feel like you know a lot about it or whatever, be very careful of like where, who you look to for like recommendations or like info, because bad info. Yeah. Well, just because it's like, otherwise it just becomes this circle jerk of like whatever, and it's bullshit. But like, you know, I mean, I feel like I just want to go out. That's why a lot of times I end up at like a classic little restaurant. I go to Pari Chapeña. Yeah. I want to go where they're not going to make me, they're not going to bulliarme. I can get a good seat. I know what to expect. It's fine. Yeah. I don't have to I even with pop-ups. I was at a pop-up on Sunday. It was great because it was like friends of mine. Love it. But like, if you get there, like you get there right when it starts and there's already 25 people in line ahead of you.
Yeah.
And it's stressful. There's nowhere to sit. And it's just sort of like, and they sell out of the food. And you're kind of like, why am I doing this? I've already done this. Like, yeah. I, a geriatric millennial, I am a senior citizen. I've already done this. I love that it continues. I'm so happy to see how like the food little world here is like growing and evolving and blah, 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 blah. And like, we're all friends and everything's tasty and getting spicy and cool. But there are days where I'm just like, I don't want to, like, I want to opt out of this. Like,
I think this
do not count
is just
on
my
me.
Theory. We don't have money anymore.
We don't? Wait, we don't?
I don't.
I've never had money. So anymore
well, actually,
is...
same here. But now we cannot show our wealth. And with we, I don't talk about me clearly.
The royal we.
We don't have as many like travel blogs or Instagram blogs anymore because it is expensive. So now the way to like ser, to like aspirational, mm-hmm. it is like, I went to this very exclusive restaurant just because, not because I enjoy the food there. It's just...
I can. Because I can.
Because I can't travel anymore.
Well, because like, I mean, ugh, that's so bleak.
But and I think that's why we have like this renaissance of like restaurantes, chetos.
Sí, puede ser. And I mean, I agree. And
because if you really like, if you enjoy the food, like go to, why you never named Sarkis? Is it, I love Sarkis, but they're like, Anchoita, Tintoria, Shafus, I know they're good places, but if you really enjoy like the experience of like having great food, like what about Sarkis? What about this like Bodegón, El Abuelo,
well,
Tuerto,
yeah, but
or something?
Well, I think that's because there's people who like, who definitely, who maybe se suben a un pony.
Yeah.
Like they want to become communicators of this.
And oh, I hate that.
So they're just filling it in. So for, I mean, I think, and again, so it's just this whole universe of people thinking like, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't feel totally, I'm sure I know people who are kind of in that vibe of like, and like, I don't really care what the food is like, but I think you can find a little happy medium, but it's true that if La plata escasea. So if you can like get on a plane and go to be a Disney adult, you can at least like go to your local Chacarita, new hipster bodegón. But ultimately I will say I will celebrate it only because when I got here, back in my day in 2007, we didn't even have anything. Well, like, there was like nothing. There were like very, very, very slim pickings. And like, it was fucking rough. So like, you know, I'm glad that we have options now. I do hope that, I think that like the peak like furor around like places like Anchoita or whatever, in terms of the stress of getting a table, I think that's starting to maybe like a little bit like calm down. And I hope that people realize like there are plenty of other incredible restaurants in the city to go to, or like cafecitos and whatever.
And maybe it's not like Instagram ready. Like,
yeah, like who cares?
They have like shitty chairs and that's
and like
part
terrible
of the
lighting
charm, and like blue, like cold light.
Yeah. And like, and you're like, hello, but that's like also, that's part of the fun.
that's part of the fun. Yes.
But like, and sure. Again, if you're, I'm thinking of people who maybe haven't had the chance in their lives to go to like fancy restaurants for a family birthday or something. So like when they do get the chance to go to a fancier or like more expensive or more trendy and like codiciado restaurant, like I'm going to give them that spot because like, I recognize that like for me, it's maybe comun y corriente or like un poco más, or like no me mueve tanto.
Right.
So like happy for them for, and like genuinely, but also like let's just nos calmamos.
And also this is something that's very Capital Federal specific.
Well, I mean, Dios a tantos lados, pero tiene en Buenos Aires.
Yeah, because I'm from Bariloche, in case you didn't know.
Mountain boy.
And this doesn't happen in Barilo. Maybe you have like one anchoita, but everyone, everywhere, like, everyone goes to like the same two or three places that you know for a fact there are good places. El Boliche Alberto Pastas, which is the best ever. And locals and tourists, they all go there.
Yeah.
Because the hype is that there's no hype. You know that that's a good restaurant.
Well, it's guaranteed.
It is guaranteed. Like El Boliche Alberto Pastas, La Cantina del Tio, which is, well, now it's a little bit better, but before it used to look like a prison. And then some other, some other two places, and they don't have this thing of you have to go there, otherwise you're not alive.
I'm going to tell you something that you're probably not going to like.
That you'll like my hair.
That you sound like a 75-year-old man.
I am a 75-year-old woman.
And I, a them.
Lady.
You're
I'm a 75-year-old lady.
Are you a girl, a gay, or a they? I support you because every opinion is valid, and I genuinely
there's room for everyone. I guess.
Genuinely see your point of view.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that, but there's also great places in Barilo, like Anima, which is so good.
Yeah, I know that this trend of like having like fancy places to go and eat, it's like, you know,
it's nice to have like a, it's nice to have something
that's
not just a
bodega. Starting in the provincias.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, like Córdoba has El Papagayo.
I know in Bariloche, you went to like this, like La Cubana, what's the name of the thing? La Cabrona.
La Cabrona is a food truck. That's
it's a food truck.
But yeah, it's like a fancy food truck, but like not fancy in a snobby. I think also we need to be careful of thinking of like, it's not just like, you can have maybe more elevated cuisine, but it's not like super pretentious or snobby or yeah, like the, I remember there used to be a restaurant here. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, please comment below. It was called Mat, M-A-A-T, and it was in Belgrano or something. And it was, this was like a long time ago. And they had, when they would give you the menu, if you were like, women received a menu that didn't have prices on it. We're talking like old school, like like fine dining, entre mil comillas.
Yeah.
Like, you know, white tablecloth, all this kind of very stuffy service. But it was so out of place for Buenos Aires and for Argentina and for the way that we're used to having gastronomía. And it was like ridiculous. Like it was so silly. And so like, you know, you could have a place like a total opposite spectrum and would be La Cabrona, which is run by this incredible chef. And she's worked in like the best kitchens all over the world. And she literally has a food truck serving you like sandwich de milanesa, but it's like the best sandwich de milanesa of your life. And like, that's really cool. And it's like always packed. It's always busy. She's booked and blessed. And like, we love that.
What do you think about queuing for something?
Like in general?
In general.
I do not wait in line.
Me neither.
I don't. I'm sorry. Like if there's a long line somewhere, like unless it's like me waiting to drop my vacuum cleaner off and there's one person ahead of me, I'm very not into the queue. I don't, that does not, no me llama, no me alienta, no me divierte. I'm going to be, voy a ir pero con el peor de las ondas.
Con el peor de las ondas.
Like I am just... We know that it's an institution here. We know that waiting in line.
Yeah, it is. And I'm like, why? But also, again, very a capital federal thing.
I mean, sí puede ser. But isn't it like, you wait in line at like the panadería, the casa de pastas, the...
But that's fine.
No, like, it's not. Okay, I'm sorry. I go to Los Escudos and I'm hungry for a sandwich de miga and it's 4:45 p.m. and there are 25 people ahead of me.
Oh, you told me when I went to babysit your dog.
Poach.
Like, go if to Los Escudos. This is the best sandwich de miga. And I was like, it was full of viejas. And so, I was like, I'm going to have to wait 45 minutes here for a sandwich de miga.
No,
and I was
No, but to go, it depends on when you go. But I will say, we just did a taste test today again. We checked back with Karen on Porredón and Dos Escudos blows it out of the water, man. I'm sorry. I will die on this hill. I will die on that hill. And I'm actually dead on the hill.
I will love to die on a sandwich de hemiga hill, honestly.
So fluffy.
I remember when I was younger, my mom used to have like pubs, bares, and I was in charge of making the sandwich de hemiga.
Oh.
So we had to dilute the mayonnaise with milk.
Oh, okay. Well, you gotta make it like extenderla.
Right, because like the pure Hellmann's will break the bread. That's why.
Inside,
so if you're
fact,
having like sandwich de miga, be 100% sure that it's that mayonnaise with something else. People, so there are a couple of options. Number one, milk, which then you have lemon juice, but not like real lemon juice. It's like mineral.
Okay.
And then you have people that uses water.
Water. We don't like them.
I think it's better with water.
You are full of like polemical comments right
but
now.
Also knowledge that you didn't know about.
Okay, fine. You're ageist. You hate vegans. You hate celiacs. That's not their fault. Debatable. What else? This is going to be like, instead of being libro de quejas, it's going to be
things that I
things Marcos hates today. Because look, I had this whole list that I have. I'm going to do.
Show me your list.
I'm going to do like a rapid fire.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is stream of consciousness, obviously, because I have no other way of thinking. Okay. Number one, el verano porteño y sus olas de calor.
Oh
pues I have still not recovered from the summer that was 2022, 2023.
This isn't about me, but it is my house and this is my microphone. So it will be about me. I remember this is a very like, Hebe knew something complained, but I think last summer all my
crystals,
earthworms. How do you say like lombrices?
Earthworms.
Right? Died in the summer heat from my compostera.
In the compost. Oh, yeah. They cooked to death. That's like tragic. And
yeah,
sad.
It is. So yes,
it was hot. Terrible. Like it was indigno, and this is why now that like it's finally chilly out.
Tell me you have corta de luz because I spent like a whole week with no.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, I was here. Remember we were together and yeah. Se cortó la luz. No, luckily, in the Recolet, I have not suffered one corte de luz.
Because it is Recoleta.
In Retiro though, todo el tiempo. No, yeah. And I was on piso 13. It was, I had full PTSD from that. So luckily this is not on my current list of complaints because I didn't have to worry about it. Okay. Taxi drivers who won't pick me up because I have a dog, but whose cars smell like old butt and cigarettes from 1984. I'm sorry. My dog is an angel and I can vouch for that for real. Like Pocho is a good dog and he will be a good passenger. So pick me the fuck up. If I had a car, I would be in it. I don't have a car. So I need you to take me somewhere. I'm not going to cause problems. What the hell, man? And then you get in and it's stinky.
Yeah. And or even worse, they talk to you. Here's my little trick for taxis. You put on your headphones and if they talk to you, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm listening to this class. I have a test tomorrow. Bye.
What if they're like, you're 75 years old? I'm like, well, I'm continuing education. I'm going back to school.
I want to be a lawyer or something. But
that's really good.
That's what I say. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm listening. Estoy escuchando una clase. ¿Qué? Sí, anda por Escalabrini. Bye.
Because I feel like sometimes I like to chat. Sometimes it's like I'm in the moment. Sometimes I feel like a little bit of back and forth is fun. It keeps us young. But most of the time, it's like, I just want to stare out the window. Okay, continuing. Restaurants that still only have a QR code for the menu.
Hate that.
Like, pandemic's over. I'm sorry. I'm a person who really believes in being safe and everything, but like, give me a fucking piece of paper.
And I understand you have to change the price every 15 minutes. Put it in like, I don't know.
Like,
make it work.
Make it work, to quote Tim Gunn. Honestly, yeah. I'm sorry. I can't, the scanning, and then it's like, it also puts me back on my phone when I want to be present with the people I'm with at the table. Yeah. Getting charged a 5 to 10% extra if I want to pay with a credit card. I get that. Like, again, I know inflation and things and las tarjetas y las comisiones, but like, make it work. I'm sorry. It's like bad juju. This is like not a good angle for me.
It is a good one for me. And that's what matters.
Well, that is what
next episode. So you can be anywhere.
Okay, good. Me reservo el comentario. Having to navigate the streets of the Recolet when school lets out and the mommies and puppies are double parked. People double park in this fucking city like it is. That's part of the rule of driving. Yep. Like, we need to talk about this. It's not just in my neighborhood.
No.
People just leave their car and get out of the car and then just like go in and like go to the supermarket double parked. ¿Qué onda?
That's the Argentinian way. What about bus drivers that will stop at a kiosco and just like go and have some like cigarettes?
I mean,
and everyone's waiting to continue their journey.
I kind of like would do that too.
Dude, come on. Come on. You have to be somewhere.
Well, but then he's like, no, but the guy que anda atrás va a cubrirlo, ¿viste? You know, they kind of that thing where it's like,
that's
I'm going to
stop
and then you go. It's like, I would love to like watch whoever's like La Central, like with all of the bondis like on the maps. And it's like, okay, like Miguel está acá, Alberto está en la otra esquina, like Fernando está muy atrasado. And it's like, they're trying to, I feel like it's like Mario Kart.
I don't think they do this anymore, but before, like you remember a time back in the day, and it happened to me a couple of times where you couldn't pay for someone else's trip. With your sube, they're like, no, they have to use their own sube. I'm like, why?
Literally, why?
Why?
Why? Tell me the truth. No.
I hated that. It didn't happen again.
I got the chancho 2 times in one day once back back in the day when you had to use coins to ride the bus, guys and gals, and I was on the 64 and I was at work and I was coming back and forth from like meetings, and I got twice the chancho came up and checked my little paper, my little papelito.
You got chancho ever?
I got chancho. remember right before in 2020, at the beginning of the year, when that owner of Etiqueta Negra like threw a pig out of a helicopter? Yeah. Innocent times.
That restarted.
I know. Yeah. Now the OMS has declared the fin de pandemia, se puede tirar cerdo de vuelta en el helicóptero. Like literally make it stop. No, but the whole like, I am very triggered as a child-free person and I choose to be child-free. I love being an auntie. I'm very happy for my friends who have children. Like, love that for all of them. Genuinely, for real. I am like not okay with when it's like school's out, horario, and like everyone just takes the sidewalks and forgets that like there are other people who like need to get places. Like, they just like disperse, and it's like little kids with their giant backpacks, and it's like, I'm just trying to get through. Like, I'm not trying to like mow anyone down. Like, just like, come on. But then it's like, it's too much. It makes me never want to walk by a school again. Before we get to the baby talk.
Yeah.
My current.
We're going to baby talk.
My current inability to find my favorite hummus.
Which is which one?
Quiros. K-Y-R-O-S.
We had like across the street in Dia, in El Dia.
Okay. Well, okay.
With pimentón?
No, just the classic, the regular. No, I don't like pimentón. We lived a very dark time where we couldn't get good hummus here. And if you did buy it, it was like, tastes like peanut butter. And yeah, it was weird. And this brand comes on the street and we're just like, oh my God, it literally was the base of my food pyramid last year. I was going through a rough time. I think I've kind of made that clear. I did not really, I had to force myself to eat food. And that was usually a hummus with some krakines. And that hummus is the best hummus. And then suddenly it's just like disappeared from many shelves, not all shelves, but I cannot find it in my usual spots.
You know what happens? You are a señora that lives in Recoleta. You have to go to El Día.
Okay, but I have a Día next to the disco. I have the disco. I have like
disco.
I have the disc. I'm such a disco girl. No, all of my spots, like other my supermarkets, they don't have it. So I do need to probably go into the Día because I actually haven't set foot there in a while. Yeah. I haven't gone to any grocery store in a while. I like coast on fumes and vibes. Like, I do not go to the grocery store.
I order online. I don't understand why people actually go to the supermarket
because it's
when
like
you
a
can
plan.
Order online. Is it a plan?
Es un plancito. If you're 75 years old, you have no friends. Sorry that you're busy. Ooh. But like, I can't find the hummus anywhere. And so Quiros, if you are hearing this, please call me. Also, what was I going to say? Oh, I did find out though, that they were acquired by Kansas, the salsas.
Yeah.
So I think maybe there might be a supply chain interruption. This is why I feel like I should quit my job and just dedicate myself to like Chuma del Barrio, because I feel like I could really get to the
bottom.
Or you
can be like a food detective. Paige Nichols, Food Detective. I mean, season one streaming right now.
Fake it till you make it. I traveled a lot last year with an Argentina for my job. I'm a flight attendant. No, I'm not. But why, when you have a bag that is overweight, why can you not pay for that overweight bag at the check-in counter when you're dropping it off? Why do they make you go? For the record, I never have an overweight bag because I'm a good traveler, but I've traveled with people who are not that diligent. You have to go to another part of Aeroparque.
Yeah.
Wait in line. There's one person, háblame de mala onda, gente ortiva. They're like at the computer and they're like here's the ASMR, like typing away. And you're like, hi, I have a flight in 20 minutes. I need to pay for this overweight. And they're like, no hay sistema. And, and it's like literally just like, habilitame un QR, like, talking about cute, give me a good QR, give me a Mercado Pago. Why can't you do that here? Why can't you just, why would it be, when will they
make it easier for me to give you money?
And also just like to get on with my fucking life.
Also, like body shaming bags, it's not overweight. We support all types of bags here.
All bags are beautiful.
All bags are beautiful.
I just feel like if you know your bag is like 2 kilos over, they say, okay, it's going to be 200 pesos or like 2,000 pesos, whatever it costs. And you say, here's my card. Yeah. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Because it's like, it's so ridiculous. That really bothered me.
That's why you have to travel by using your car.
Oh, they said by bus. I don't have a car.
Get a straight person, get a straight friend with a car. That's what I did. Hi, Juan.
But you have to like talk to them. I can drive.
You can use your headphones and say that you're listening to.
Estoy en clase. Juan, perdón, estoy en clase.
This is live streaming from my class.
But like, I know how to drive. I have a license. But like, I'm not going to buy a car here.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
People will buy a car. I'm like, first of all, you go, you have to, in like everywhere else in the world, or at least the places I know about, so like one country, JK, you go and you're like, I have money, I'm buying a car, and you like literally drive home with the car. Here it's like, bueno, in 30...
Wait 45 days.
40 días. It's like when you're buying a mueble de mil.
Like when you buy a sillón, it's like, yeah, it'll be with you. Like what happened with my boyfriend, he bought like a mirror like 2 months ago, and he was like, where's my mirror? And they're like, I'm sorry, you have some delays. It'll be with you maybe on Friday.
Maybe. Like that's the thing. And you spent like an arm and a leg to get it. It's not inexpensive.
But I told him like, listen, it's been like 2 months. Now, I think you can count this as saving money. Because if you want to buy the same mirror now, it'll be twice.
It's all about ganando la inflación.
Ganándole a la inflación.
You have to think that it's such a mind fuck.
Yeah.
You have to switch the little chip in your brain and think, okay, everything I'm doing is en pos de ganar la inflación.
Like,
and
6 cuotas sin interés, yendo.
No, cuotea todo. I'm like, cuotas, scary. It's like, no, cuotas.
Better, yeah.
Más ahora. And then I kind of just want to
touch base
on two things that are not even related. But number one, why doesn't Pepto-Bismol exist here?
Because we have Alical.
That's not the same thing.
It's better.
No, it's not. Have you taken Pepto-Bismol before?
No, I didn't.
It's the greatest thing that's ever been invented. Sure, and it would be great here because everyone's always... Siempre andan descompuestos. ¿Qué onda acá?
Not me.
No, but like people have like stomach problems here. Oh, maybe because they drink so much mate and have like all the... dulce leche or like whatever, or like queso de máquina.
You're talking about me and I'm completely fine.
No. Are you?
I'm having like rolled up cheese with
you hate babies.
Filled with dulce de leche and I'm...
You're like,
love it.
Una delicia. But Pepto-Bismol, it's funny because I stopped when I was home last time. Inflation has hit the United States as well. And I usually like go to the pharmacy and just stock up on like ibuprofen, Advil, like whatever, things that are literally available here. But, you know, we're loyal to our brands because capitalism.
But the pills are prettier.
They're prettier.
I will give you that. The pills are prettier.
They're cuter. They come in like a little bottle and it's like so fun. But like a bottle of Advil was like $35. And I was like,
let's go ibuprofen. What's the name of like the woman?
Ibupirac. Oh, no.
For women.
Oh,
Fempropheno.
Ibuprofen. It's like the Midol, but for sulacas. But yeah, I always take Actron 600 because like Actron.
Oh, she's tough.
She's tough and I need a 600 and I need a gel cap. But so I was like, fine, I'm not going to buy the $35 medicine. But Pepto-Bismol, not available here. And you know what? Like you chew those little tablets, you have an upset tummy, you're feeling a little queasy. It covers a whole wide range of stomach problems. And it really is just like, it's gentle. It's not problematic.
But we don't want gentle. I want to have like an Alical. I'm going to burp Alical
is not,
twice and I'm going to be fine to have like
but we
queso
have,
with chimichurri again.
But we have that. We have Alka-Seltzer. It's the same. But it's not the same. Like if you... I'm sorry. We're going to just be very explicit
Argentina,
here.
Argentina, mi país, tricampeón.
Si vos te estás cagando, Alical is not going to solve that problem for you.
Oh, yeah.
And Pepto will fix the upset tummy and the backdoor moment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the queasy tummy. Like, if you just feel a bit off. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay. But we have, like, mento something.
Do you?
It is, like it's white.
Why is it gotta be white? Oh, like Maalox? Oh, like Mylanta?
Mylanta.
Oh, Mylanta. That's similar. It's not the same, but it's close. But then, and then my real final just complaint. As you can tell, I just had a brain fart. I was like, I'm gonna say I'm really organized. I wanted to get through my whole list, but clearly I didn't. Is just the perennial queja of, I'll give you two guesses. What would you always be able to complain about here? That's not like inflación de que ya lo hablamos.
El clima?
No. Think más terrenal.
What? No.
Baldos aflojas.
Oh, but that's, that's very Buenos Aires.
But I live in Buenos Aires. I'm a porteña. Come on. Like.
But this is a podcast about Argentina.
Somos federales?
Yes.
Okay, well, give me a queja federal.
The electricity bill in las provincias is so high.
They're not subsidiados? Or because the electricity has to travel, has to take an Uber to get there.
That's stupid. But also, when you pay, this is something that I find cute. When you pay your electricity bill, you're also paying for your own funeral. you're paying your funeral in cuotas. So part of like the electricity bill will be like electricity, this amount of money. And then like cochería Bariloche, this amount of money. So when you die, you already paid for your shit.
I kind of love that. That's the brand partnership I want to get involved in.
If it is like a tu nombre. Yeah.
I am speechless.
I love that for me, for my town. For Cooperativa Electricidad Bariloche, you pay for the electricity bill and also for your own casket, I guess.
Cochería.
La cochería. Love la cochería.
Oh my God, I love that too. I don't...
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Protege la torta.
Thinking about the future when you're dead. Yeah.
Will they put like a little light bulb over you just so it's like... like, love you.
What about funerals here? I never went to a funeral here, I think.
I think it's very strange that they bury you very quickly.
So this is the part of the episode in which I, as the producer of this podcast, will ask you what's next for that info. What's coming next?
Well, we've got a whole season of surprises for you, boys and gals. I'm going to start with the gals. Boys don't really care about you as much.
Don't
sorry.
Care about boys, yeah.
Sorry, you have enough privilege. We're just going to get back into the usual. It's bad info continuado, no? So we're going to talk about... I don't know, probably some gay stuff, probably some sex stuff, maybe some politics stuff, maybe some farándula stuff, maybe some immigration stuff, like the usual people and their stories and their hearts and their inner workings. And also my just like crazy little like Play-Doh brain and you being forced to listen to it because apparently at least like 3 to 5 of you enjoy it, which I love and it tickles me pink. So...
What do you have to do? You have to, if you're listening to this, go to Spotify because you're already there.
Or
Apple Podcasts if you're cheto.
Yeah, you have an iPhone 14. I know you do. You bought it in Sawgrass Mills.
If you're in Apple Podcasts, you have to leave a review and leave...
Rate and review.
Rate and review, 5 stars. I think you can leave stars in Spotify now, so it's like 5 stars.
5 stars or nothing. Or otherwise, no te conozco, bye.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you have to subscribe, hit the like, leave a comment, something.
Where's the...
I think it will be like here, where your
this
beer
is. Definitely not
is.
My angle, by the way.
It'll be on next episode. And YouTube?
Oh, Cafecito.
In Cafecito.
I hate Café de Especialidad, apparently, according to this episode, but I would like a Cafecito from you because esto no se hace solo. So if you are feeling generous, I would love that for you. And I will kiss you on the forehead, metaphorically.
So right the Cafecito link will be... down there. If you're on YouTube, it'll be on the episode description.
Oh, the notes, Spotify. The liner notes.
What is it? What's like Cafecito slash what?
Bad info.
Bad info.
I'll tell you. Let me pump. I'm not prepared. Let me just tell you what it says.
Cafecito.com/bad info. Right?
Yes, it's cafecito.app. .app/bad info. Bad info. So be a friend. Love you. Until next time, I guess, if you're still here. And if you're not, well, didn't like you anyway. Oh. Stop with the microfono, huh?
Sorry.
Bye!
This episode of Bad Information was recorded at Estudios Nievi in the charmingly chaotic neighborhood of Villa Crespo in Buenos Aires, Argentina.